Hello and welcome on to Radio Gorgeous today, Sarah Tucker, Gorgeous Escapes on Radio Gorgeous. Today, it's a Christmas theme. It's Christmas travel, or winter time really. Try a hug hotel. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello.
What is a hug hotel? Well, I love the sound of it. I'm feeling a bit cold today.
Well, Huggy, I think that was the Huggy, there was the whole trend about, was it the Scandinavian idea of Huggy was feeling good and healthy and well and happy
Higa,
and loved.
Higa,
yeah. That was it. Higa, yeah. Sort of, I always pronounce it Huggy, but anyway.
Huga.
Yes, well, it sounds like a hug.
It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E.
Yes, yeah. But it sounds like a, it's like, anyway. Anyway, these hotels, there's some hotels which I think lend themselves much more to the winter months than the summer months. Mm. Obviously, when you go on ski resorts, you've got the chalets. Yes, that's...
They're all made of wood.
And you know that. But in England, we have a lot of, sort of what I call old manor houses that have been converted into hotels. And there's the huge fireplaces. And there's certain... I think the group Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that company, sort of like, okay, they coined onto the idea that a lot of these, you know, they're very romantic hotels where perhaps you can have indiscreet or discreet liaisons, I don't know, there. But I discovered these hotels in my 20s. And I recently met up with a group of hotels. They're all in this group called the Pride of Britain Hotels. Now, there's lots of different groups of hotels, the small luxury hotels, and Johansson's has a sort of like, there's a directory of hotels, and the Mr. and Mrs. Smith that I mentioned earlier. But Pride of Britain, it's quite, in some ways, a lot of their hotels are very old-fashioned, lots of four-poster beds, lots of huge open fireplaces, always lots of cream teas, lots of beautiful...
Lovely dining experiences.
Dining experiences, lots of wonderful gardens to walk in. And some of them, especially... I don't know whether you sort of like you hit a certain age or perhaps you buy a house in the country. You suddenly become much more interested in gardening.
I'm really interested in gardening.
Well, as you get older, yeah. I'm sure there's a phrase, but you do become interested in gardening.
40 plus, I found.
Sort of like 40 plus, yeah. And there's some hotels where you've got a real there's one called the Gravett Manor.
Where is it?
It's up in northern England. I'll put all the details on the website, but the lovely thing about this hotel is that it's got beautiful gardens, and when you go into them, you can the gardener is very, very happy to talk you around all the different flowers and plants and things.
That's
It's all very natural. It's not sort of like there's no official tours, but I think actually that's much, much better.
Yeah. Talking to the man with the green fingers that grows everything.
Well,
you could also maybe have a kitchen garden you can visit as well.
Well, interesting. Mm. Manoir Cat Saison, which is owned
by the Rue.
It is, again, a beautiful hotel.
I've been there.
Well known for its food. You can just go there to eat.
It's Michelin star.
But it has a wonderful vegetable garden. In fact, I had a little story. In fact, it's Raymond Blanc rather than
it's owned by
Raymond Blanc. And they had wonderful vegetables. And actually, when you go and eat there, you will always have seasonal vegetables because they all come from that garden. But they literally did, unfortunately, one year have a stag party. And when I say a stag party, wild deer managed to get in and ate all the vegetables.
Oh,
so literally they had no harvest for a short period of time. But I'm sure they've got much better guards now. But what I'm saying is that, you've got unexpected things from these hotels. So even in the winter months, you've got the opportunity to go around and see which plants look really good in the winter and what lasts and what is also what's affordable. Because sometimes when you go to places like the Chelsea Flower Show, you've got so much bombarded at you. This personal touch is really, really nice.
Mm. Also, you can put your wellies in the back of a car, get your warm coats, wander around, get some fresh air.
Yes.
After a lovely breakfast and go to a pub for lunch and then dinner you can get a bit dressed up for in the evening. You know, it's just really nice to kind of, it's a kind of pampering weekend, isn't it?
Exactly.
With a lover or a friend.
Well, as I said, I knew some of these hotels like Baylis Court and Ockenden Manor, which aren't aren't far from here. Mm. In Sussex. I remember them well because I went there with a lover. The owner there, she said, "Oh, did you know that Diana went to Baylis Court as well with Hewitt?"
Oh my God.
So I didn't know. And it was sort of round about the same time as well. So it would have been interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we should have had a foursome, not in that way, but sort of like we should have also had dinner or something, or walked in the gardens or something. I doubt very much it would have happened, but anyway, hey, you can always dream, can't you? And it's sort of like a write about it or something, sort of like in fiction. Those sort of places, they're very romantic. They haven't manufactured it. It's genuine.
I've been to so many country houses now that are trying. I call it the Babington factor.
Yes,
they're trying so hard to modernise
it. And it doesn't.
But they get an old house and they kind of try and make it funky, and it actually takes away all the character.
It does.
Because my husband writes about restaurants. We've been to a couple of places, and afterwards we've just said, "We're really sorry. We can't recommend them because you've stripped them of the personality."
Mm. These places have retained their personality. And also,
what's it called, the name of the company?
It's Pride of Britain Hotels. Mm. They have, just Google it, Pride of Britain Hotels. Mm. They have about 30 or 40 hotels only. They're quite picky about the type that they want. They're all very romantic. As I said, it's all four-poster bed, all huge fireplaces.
Comfy sofas,
newspapers,
cups of tea,
nice tea in China, China cups,
authentic.
Mm. Yes, they do have a lot of them. Do have sort of like health, you know, there's some of
them.
Have
I
gone
like
into the
I like having a steam bath,
but, they haven't lost their character, as you said. They haven't, and that is a problem. A lot of them think that when they have to
modernize,
step up and gear, they lose what they've got, and these places have soul.
I like panelled rooms, and I like sort of creaky floorboards.
Yes, yes. Basically, if you want, yes, not you, and sort of creaky four-poster beds as well.
Exactly,
yes,
exactly.
Indeed. Anyway,
fabulous.
So, yes.
So I'm desperate to go and stay in a Hug Hotel. Will you come with me?
I think you should take your husband.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Always interesting articles and women and chatting on Radio Gorgeous. Do give us a listen, radiogorgeous.com. Thanks, Sarah.